Welcome to How I Do Content. I'm your host, content strategist and coach, Taryn Bolt. I'm here to help you shine through all the content you create, and in doing so, turn your online community into raving fans and adoring clients who want to invest their hard-earned dollars in your offers. In this podcast, I'll be sharing all of my content creation spells that have helped me build a fully booked business and connect with my community, as well as support my clients to generate multi five-figure launches, grow sustainable businesses, and create a life they truly love, minus the content struggle. Even though I haven't received my official Hogwarts acceptance letter, I'm a self-confessed content wizard. So if you're ready to create your own magic content in a way that is simple, fun, and authentic to you, and that helps you show up consistently and attract, engage, and connect with your dream clients, then you're in the right place. It's so possible to feel confident, empowered, and inspired when it comes to creating content in your business. Let's do this together. Hey, hey! If you're an avid listener of the How I Do Content podcast, you may have noticed that there was no new episode of the podcast last week. And it wasn't because I don't love this podcast anymore. It's still my favorite way to connect with you, actually. Or that I couldn't have pulled together an episode if I wanted to. But I decided to take a week off because that's what I needed. I'd just come out of a launch for Become a Launch Wizard and was deep in course creation, and I was feeling energetically torn and tired. Now, past Taryn would have pushed through and worked late at night or over the weekend to get it out and into your ears for last week. But this year, I've made it a priority to look after myself first and to not push through just because I think I should or because I don't want to let people down. 12 months ago, I was in a very different place. 2020 was a marathon roller coaster ride, to say the least. And I spent a lot of time picking up the pieces from losing all my clients to becoming fully booked again to launching my first digital product and my first online program. And it was at this time last year where I was starting to feel the effects of being go, go, go all the time. And I headed into the last quarter of the year hoping I'd make it to the end of the year without collapsing in a heap. I was running on fumes. I kept telling myself, I just need to make it through to Christmas and then I can take a break. So I kept pushing through. Just one more, Taryn. Just one more. Now, how many times have you said to yourself, I just need to make it through this week and then I'll take a break? I'm pretty sure I told myself that every single week in 2020. And by the time Christmas rolled around, I was fucked. I couldn't get out of bed. I'd pushed myself too far. Now, I wanted to share this with you because in business, it's so easy to get caught up in the shoulds. Pushing yourself to the brink of burnout because you don't want to let people down, or you're afraid people will think you're weak or lazy for taking a break. But without you, your business won't exist. So you have to take care of yourself. And I mean really prioritizing you. And I bet that you started your business to have more freedom, right? But does it feel that way right now? And if it feels like you're barely hanging on and that you're running on fumes waiting for Christmas to take a break, firstly, please don't wait until then. I know that sometimes it's not as simple as just putting the tools down and taking the day off. But I want you to go to your calendar right now, unless you're driving, and find the next available day where you can book out an hour, a couple of hours, a half day, a full day, just for you. And do not, I repeat, do not fill that time with heaps of activities. This time is for you to read a book, to watch Drag Race, to get your nails done, to go for a walk, to go for a float, to hug your dog. Now, I'm not saying that this one slot of time is going to solve all your problems and make you feel instantly refreshed and better. But you got to start somewhere. So start regularly blocking out time for you. Do it again and again and again until it becomes part of your routine and you do it without even thinking about it. And when you feel tired or overwhelmed, don't push through. I also want you to be honest with yourself, really honest. Where do you need to make changes in your life and your business for things to get better? I remember I said to my business coach, Ellie, that things needed to change because I couldn't see how it was going to end well for me. And I didn't want to end up hating my business because I didn't want to go back to a real job. And that's where the feel-good business strategy was born. It became my mission to bring more joy and more balance to my life and business. Now, I started by asking myself a couple of questions, and I encourage you to do the same. So some of the questions I asked myself were, why did I start my business? What do I want to spend my time doing in my business? Are there any areas I could call in more support, both in my life and my business? What can I do to bring more joy into my days? What can I do to bring more balance into my days? When am I happiest in life and business? And what is the promise I'm making to myself from this point forward? Now, there's no right or wrong answers, but it's about checking in with how you're feeling and deciding what you're going to do about it. It could be as simple as taking yourself out to lunch every Wednesday, or not starting work until 10 a.m., or taking Friday afternoons off, or having one set day each week for calls or content creation. Whatever feels good for you. But make it easy for you to follow through and do it. Allow yourself to be able to do these things, to set yourself up for success, because I want to see you win. And if nothing changes, nothing changes. So there you have it. A little check-in before we head into the last quarter for 2021. Take this as a reminder that the world won't end if you don't post on social media today or you don't reply to that email immediately. If you need a break, do it. So thanks for listening to another episode of the How I Do Content podcast. It's good to be back. And if you've loved this episode, I'd be so grateful if you hit that subscribe button and left me a 5-star review. And until next time, say hi to your dog for me.